Bob Hope Show, transcribed direct from Hollywood with Les Brown and his band of renown. Our singing guest, Don Cherry. Our special guest, Zsa Zsa Gabor. And here he is, Bob Hope.
Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, I want to tell you, my sponsors think I'm doing a sensational job. In fact, they've actually nicknamed me Stupendous. When I walked into their office today, I heard one of them say, "Here comes Stoop now."
You know, California is a wonderful place for going on away on a weekend with our great network of freeways. Boy, you can start out in the morning from any part of the state, and in less than an hour, you're lost. New freeways are so wonderful. You just go straight ahead with no lights or stop. In fact, last week I started out for Beverly Hills and went all the way to San Diego. I had to. That was the first turnoff.
Wonderful. Freeway. $1 million a foot. They call it a freeway.
The traffic on the freeway is still pretty slow. Yesterday I saw a man walking, so I offered him a ride, and he said, "No, thanks. I got to get downtown. I'm in a hurry." I didn't mind that till he passed me. But they're improving the freeways all the time. They just built one that's really modern. It has one lane just for accidents. I bought myself a Cadillac, and I insisted that everything on it be absolutely genuine. Now the neighbors are beginning to complain. I forgot about those fishtail fenders. Got one break. I didn't have to buy any curb feelers. Audrey Hepburn sends me all her old eyelashes. But you know, you really have to have a car in California. Out here, anyone seen walking on the sidewalk is considered a sissy. But there are a few sensible drivers. One man came all the way from Kansas in a brand new Cadillac without getting a scratch on it, and he just took one simple precaution. His wife drove, and he ran ahead, waving a white flag. And the hunting season will soon be here. In fact, it's already started in Washington. Everyone who can get away... You ever see an audience do a slow take? Oh. Everyone who can get away will be going somewhere this weekend. I'm all set to take Dolores and the kids on a trip. I've packed my tent, compass, DDT, gun, ammunition, maps, water, and emergency rations. And tomorrow we all take shots. I say, what's the fun in going to Griffith Park if you don't prepare for it? I've been getting in shape with golf. I played around with General Bradley a few days ago. And I want to tell you, it's wonderful playing golf with a full general. It's the first time I ever walked in the fairway and had the gophers stand at attention. I played with General Bradley. He plays a very interesting game. Every time he gets stuck in a sand trap, he calls the Pentagon and asks for reinforcements. General won, but I'm not making any excuses. After all, I use the regular clubs. It's very hard to beat a man who uses a number 3 cannon off the tee. And I went over to Las Vegas and played in Walter Winchell's Tournament of Champions. Winchell can't play golf anywhere except at Las Vegas. It's the only course shaped like a keyhole. Las Vegas, that's the city in the world where the traffic lights are marked stop, go, and 8 to 5. You don't make it. And lots of famous people have played in this tournament. Phil Harris won it. He came out of 5th ahead of anybody else. Jack Benny started in the tournament, but he lost his ball in the second hole. He's expected to recover. Hey, Bill. Bill, we've really got an exciting guest tonight, the glamour of Zsa Zsa. Just think, in a minute, she'll be out here standing beside me. Bob Hope and Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah. The bad and the beautiful.
That was a very funny remark, Bill. I hope you can afford it.
What do you mean, Bob?
Well, I hope you're still laughing when you're squeezing kumquats at farmer's market. Now, can you stop being brilliant long enough to tell Zsa Zsa to come out here?
Well, okay, but first there's something I got to tell you, Bob.
What's that?
Well, I thought you'd want some publicity about Zsa Zsa being on the show, so I gave an item to a friend of mine who works on a newspaper. I just said that Bob Hope and Zsa Zsa Gabor like each other.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that, Bill.
Well, yeah, but you know those newspapers, Bob. The next day, the Daily Mirror said you and Zsa Zsa are going steady.
You're kidding.
No. The Chicago Tribune says you and Zsa Zsa are holding hands and are that way about each other.
Oh, no.
And the New York Times says Bob Hope and Zsa Zsa Gabor are having a torrid romance and may run off to Las Vegas any minute.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask how we're doing in the Police Gazette.
See, I'm sorry, Bob. It started innocently, but it just got out of hand.
Oh, think nothing of it, Bill. I'm out of show business. My career is ruined. I may be sued for $100,000, and Zsa Zsa's husband may shoot me.
Well, I tell you, it may not be so bad, Bob. Maybe Zsa Zsa really goes for you.
So what? I might not go for her. Has that ever occurred to you?
No.
Never occurred to me either.
Well, this whole thing may work out okay, Rob. Why don't you ask Zsa Zsa for a date after the show? Call up Ciro's and get a table for two.
Bill, I have a wife and four children and two agents.
Well, get a table for nine.
Very clever, Bill. You're so lucky you're deductible.
I'm sorry, Bob. I had no idea I'd cause you all this trouble.
Oh, I know you meant well, Bill, but it's a terrible situation. Zsa Zsa's married, I'm married, and Mr. Anthony isn't available at the moment. Zsa Zsa's backstage in her dressing room right now. She may be reading those newspaper stories. I wonder what she thinks.
It's unbelievable. I just can't understand it. Look at this, Louise. Read what this awful newspaper says. Let me see. Zsa Zsa Gabor seems to be very interested in a certain Skeenos comedian. Why, this can't be true, madame. Certainly not. It's ridiculous. I'm happily married. And besides, I don't know any Skeenos comedian. I think they mean Bob Hope. Oh, Shovelpuss. How could they possibly print such a thing? Even if I weren't married, I wouldn't be interested in Bob Hope. Of course not. He's not my idea of a man. He's not my idea either. I wonder whose idea he was. Read the rest of the story, Louise.
Oh, yes, madame. It says, Bob Hope was seen at the Brown Derby with Zsa Zsa Gabor. They were holding hands.
Well, that's true, but there was nothing romantic about it. But
then why was he holding your hand?
He was trying to keep me from leaving before the check came.
Well, I'm sure Madame would never give Mr. Hope a second glance.
Definitely not. He's a clown. Who would want a man with a shoehorn sticking out of his face?
Madame, you exaggerate.
No, Louise, I mean it. We were at the dance one night and his nose cupped the string on my purse.
Oh, that's terrible.
And we weren't even dancing together at the time.
Well, these items in the paper will be very embarrassing to you.
That gives me an idea, Louise. I'll embarrass him. I'll be very affectionate. And he'll run like the overaged wolf he is.
On stage, Miss Gabor. They're waiting for you.
I'm coming. Well, here I am, Bob.
Oh, hello, Zsa Zsa.
Why, Bob, I thought you were a mama's boy.
I am, but mama was never like this. lovely, Zsa Zsa.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful gown.
I put it on because I thought I'd be stepping out tonight.
You haven't got far to step. You know, Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa, you're one of my favorite imports. Tell me, why did you select this country to move to?
Oh, that's very easy to answer, Bob. It was time for me to get married, so I came to America.
Oh, is that why?
Yes, I wanted a husband. And everyone knows all American men are rich, good-looking, and very successful.
Oh, thank you.
You are English, aren't you, Bob?
Quiet, or I'll strike you with a soggy crumpet. What part of Hungary are you from, Zsa Zsa?
I come from Budapest.
Yeah, I was there a few times. How come I never met you?
Well, the city has a river running through it. Buda is on one side and Pest is on the other.
Well, I can wave across to you anyway. By the way, Zsa Zsa, there's a little matter I want to clear up with you.
What's that?
Well, some very unfortunate publicity has been appearing in the newspapers. I hope it hasn't embarrassed you.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Really, Zsa Zsa, I'm very sorry about those newspaper items.
Oh, that's all right. Darling.
Hmm? What did you say?
I called you darling to show you that I love you.
You love me?
I'm mad about you.
Oh, there must be some mistake, lady. I just came in here to fix your television set.
I mean it, sweetheart. You are the only man in the world for me.
How about this? After 30 years, my sensen finally paid off.
Don't put me off any longer. Take me in your arms and hold me.
This is the first time I ever hit the jackpot without putting the nickel in. I don't get this, Zsa Zsa.
What is there to get? I'm a woman in love. I'm a moth attracted to your flame.
My flame? I didn't even know my pilot light was turned on. Oh, I don't know what's come over you, Zsa Zsa, but I'm not this type of guy. I got responsibilities. I can't give up everything for you.
Of course you can. This is real love. We'll fly away together to South America, Rio de Janeiro. I have two tickets on the midnight plane right in my purse.
Oh, Zsa Zsa, I can't go with you.
Why not?
Well, I live in North Hollywood, and tonight's the night I put out the garbage. See you later, Zsa Zsa. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet a fine young recording artist. He has a great name in the sports world as a golfer. Don Cherry, right here.
Outside of my dominion, if you should ask me for my opinion, when out with good companions and voices, there comes a time before the party's closing, perhaps the old one has started dozing, when one toast needs proposing. Here's to my lady, here's a toast to my lady, and all that my lady means to me. Like a heart in the winter, a breeze in the summer, a spring to remember, is she. Though the days may go colder as people grow older, it shows the sunshine or shady, here's my love to my lady. I pray may she always love me.
Bob Hope presents his version of scenes from the picture Moulin Rouge.
Not so fast, Bill.
What's the matter, Bob?
I got a surprise for you. I don't know how to break the news. It may be quite a shock to you.
Ah, you can tell me anything. Nothing shocks me. Things that would floor the average guy don't affect me at all. What is it?
Zsa Zsa Gabor is madly in love with me.
Water! Water! Water!
Gee, Bob. Zsa Zsa's married.
Why don't you overact to it? I know Zsa Zsa's married, Bill. It's just the old story of the triangle. It's the first triangle I've been in since I was a baby.
That's so unbelievable. Zsa Zsa Gabor and Bob Hope?
Oh, why is it so unbelievable?
Well, would Stokowski play a medley of the Hungarian Rhapsody and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Sure, Bill, your resignation got quite a laugh.
Sorry, Bob, but the whole thing is fantastic.
Well, look, Bill, I'm more attractive to women than you think.
That I'm sure of.
Why, just laugh. Just last week after the show, how about that woman who rushed up on the stage, threw her arms around me and kissed me?
Well, yeah, but this is Zsa Zsa Gabor. What your grandmother does is her own business.
Bill, this situation is impossible. I've got to find some way to brush Zsa Zsa off without hurting her feelings.
Well, I'll be glad to take her off your hands, Bob. Turn her over to me.
To you?
Well, sure. Why not?
Well, I don't mind brushing her off, but I hate to send her to Devil's Island. Bill, can't you come up with some sensible advice?
Well, Bob, there's one sure thing about women. They always want what they can't have, and when they get it, they don't want it. That's the way the feminine mind works. They want to attain the unattainable, and when they attain it, they reject it because it's too attainable.
Let me know when you have a birthday. I'll give you a gift certificate to a psychiatrist.
You just call her bluff, Bob. All you have to do is go up to Zsa Zsa, look into her eyes, and pretend you're in love with her.
All right, I've got nothing to lose. Zsa Zsa!
Yes, Bob, what is it, my darling?
See what I mean? I've changed my mind. I'm ready to go away with you tonight, right now.
What?
Yeah, I'm mad about you. Let's go. Let's fly away together.
But I thought you had to stay home in North Hollywood tonight. What about the garbage?
We'll take it with us. Let's go.
But let's not rush into this. You hardly know me.
What is this? Don't you think I'm good enough for you?
You're good enough for any girl. After all, you are Bob Hope. Handsome, intelligent, witty. That's all admitted.
You admit it?
No, you do.
Don't you see I'm offering you a chance for real happiness? Forget everything. Let's go away together. I'll take you anywhere.
Bob, you are making a big mistake. You think you know me, but you don't. I'm a very unpleasant person. I have a horrible temper. I get so angry sometimes I forget I'm a woman.
Don't worry. I'll remember for both of us. Come on, Zsa Zsa. Let's grab that midnight plane to Rio.
Bob, do you really want to do this?
Sure. Where's the phone? I'll call my wife and have her make some sandwiches up for you.
Bob, please, I'm not going anywhere with you. I happen to be in love with my husband.
And what was the idea of that big hit you gave me?
Oh, I was just a little angry about those newspaper items. I was trying to teach you a lesson. You're not mad.
It's okay, Zsa Zsa. I'm glad we got this straightened out. We're doing our version of Moulin Rouge, and I wouldn't want you upset about anything. Incidentally, I thought you did a wonderful job in the picture.
Did you like it?
I saw it 24 times.
24 times?
Yeah, it's part of a double feature with the Road to Ballet. But, Zsa Zsa, let's get started with Moulin Rouge.
Fine, Bob.
Let's go. Hello.
My name is Toulouse Lautrec. I'm the well-known painter. I am very short, terribly short. When a woman throws herself at my feet, I don't have to bend down to kiss her. I am already there. Ah, romance. Right now, I'm in love with a beautiful model, Marie Charlet. I am painting her portrait, and I hear her coming upstairs.
Bonjour, Toulouse.
Oh, bonjour, Marie. How you look ravishing. The wind has brought color to your cheeks and your eyes sparkle. We will get right to the painting, huh?
Very well, Toulouse. How do you want me to pose today, draped or undraped?
Ah, silly girl. Draped, of course.
I am glad. It's very chilly in here.
Oui, after you've painted one goose pimple, you've painted them all.
Is it any wonder that I'm in love with you?
I've told you before, do not speak to me of love. I cannot marry you. I'm too short.
No, you are not.
You deserve a husband who is 6 feet two. I'm 2 feet six.
But Toulouse, I love you. Do you remember when we met?
Oui.
How romantic it was.
Oui. You went down to the zealot to empty your mousetrap and I was in it.
Oi, you look so cute nibbling away at the cheese.
I still have the mousetrap right here in this room. I keep it in memory of that day.
Oh, I thought you had it here because you were afraid of mice.
Oh, why should I be afraid of a mouse? I've licked every mouse in the house.
Toulouse, you must tell me now if you will marry me. Otherwise, I will marry Francois. He's waiting outside for an answer.
Even though my heart is breaking, I must give you up. I cannot let you marry a man like me.
But why? Why?
What can I say, dear, after I say I'm shorty? Toulouse, that's me.
Very well, if that's your answer. Francois!
I am here, Marie. What is it?
Francois, this is Monsieur Lautrec.
Oh, yes, I know him. The runt. The midget who crawls in the dust. The worm of the gutter. The insect who must live under other people's feet. The ridiculous little peanut.
Please, if there's anything I can't stand, it's sympathy.
You needn't be angry. Toulouse has decided not to marry me. Because he's too short.
Oui, he is right. He would always embarrass you, Marie.
I don't know.
Well, of course he would. How about that scene he created the other night at the restaurant? He fell off his crepe Suzette and almost drowned.
Come, Francois. We will be married at once.
Wait, I have changed my mind.
What do you mean?
I cannot marry her, but I will not let you marry her either.
How will you stop us?
I will follow you. Wherever you go, wherever you try to hide, I will follow you there and kill you.
You think so?
I kill you.
You think so? I will fix that right now, you little nincompoop. There, I've got you. Voila. Now you cannot follow us. You will not move one step. Come, Marie.
I'm coming.
Boy, if a mouse comes along now, I'm really in trouble. For the memory. Thank you, Zsa Zsa Gabor. Viola Von, Les Brown, the boys. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you and good night.
The Bob Hope Show is brought to you through the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.